Well, with State Senator Alan Christensen foregoing a re-election bid, the District 19 Senate seat is up for grabs. On the phone with me, I have the Republican candidate for the seat, John Johnson. He's running against Democrat Katie Owens, who we'll be talking to on Monday at the same time frame. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Leslie. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you threw your hat in the ring here.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I didn't think I'd ever be doing this, but I got involved with the tax referendum issue, actually funded a lot of the matching grants and stuff for that, and I was quite passionate about that issue, and a group approached me after that was over and asked me if I would be interested in running, and they've helped me to get to this point. So it's been an interesting journey. I didn't think I'd be on this journey, but I see a real need. It wasn't so much the tax changes. It was, I thought the process was rushed. I thought that pushing something like that through in a special session, not a lot of feedback from individuals. And one of the worst parts of it, I think, was, taxing food, groceries, haircuts. I mean, you think about pushing that down on it's really a regressive tax that affects the poor a lot more. And I think we need to think through a lot better changes like that.
Yeah, but what we heard from many lawmakers was this is an issue that it's not of whether we do it, it's when we do it, because it's things are changing and we could be in trouble with sales tax collections down the line here. So if we don't do it, I mean, we're going to have to tax people some other way.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but there's an article in the Deseret News yesterday saying that tax revenues are actually up in the sales tax. The income tax revenues have fallen. And so it's interesting. And, part of that income tax fall, they said, was due to the fact that a lot of the collections were pushed into the current fiscal year because the deadline for filing was pushed out. But yeah, I think there are interesting issues. I have no doubt that there's some imbalance in our tax structure. Certainly in our road gas taxes really don't fund all of our roads. We have to think of more creative ways in taxing that. I really believe that the use tax that was started with the road tax was a good idea, but now we have more fuel-efficient cars. People are moving to electric cars. There's certainly going to be a need in the future to change things there.
Yeah. You have said that you support lower taxes, so how are we going to make up that lost revenue?
Well, I think, when I say lower taxes, I think there's, it's not always the case that increasing taxes increases your revenue. We saw with the Huntsman tax cuts that we actually lowered the corporate tax rate, and we ended up having many, many bigger companies coming into our state and stimulating job growth, growing jobs, growing more high-tech jobs, I think really helps our tax base.
Yeah, but what we've learned all along is that residential growth doesn't pay its own way. So you're going to have to make it, local governments are going to have to make it up some other way. So we're kind of just kicking the can down to local government here, no?
Well, local governments certainly have taxing authority. And, property taxes is one way that they receive revenue. They get a percentage of the sales tax. I would like to see us be not having quite so many tax districts in the state. It makes it hard to tax internet services. And I think that's one of the reasons why the sales tax revenue actually went up, was that a lot of the taxes on online purchases had kicked in, and we started getting revenue from there as well.
Sure. Let's talk You have also said that you support unneeded regulations. Can you give me an idea of what unneeded regulations are?
Well, I think one of the biggest problems is we, the legislature will pass laws and then they get implemented by the various agencies, and a lot of times I think the bills are a little bit too open and allows them too much flexibility in the way they regulate. And so regulations affect businesses. I think we need to open up our economy. We need to get job growth by small businesses, and a lot of times regulations stand in the way of small businesses as well.
Can you give me an example, though, of what regulations stand in the way of small businesses?
Well, I know we can get into different types of regulations, but I think the real question is how do we pave the way for businesses to be able to operate more effectively, more efficiently? I don't like the idea that government picks winners and losers in businesses. Mm-hmm. I think some of the stuff we've done with tax incentives for businesses to come in here, if a tax incentive is good enough for someone like Amazon, why doesn't Overstock get the same benefit given that they're in the same business? And so, I just think that government needs to sometimes get out of the way. I know in building my own company, I build a fairly large software company in Mississippi, and, we were able to go to the government. We spun off of the University of Mississippi. We were able to actually go to the state of Mississippi and change the laws so that that could help. There were some regulations that actually stopped businesses from spinning off of universities, and there was some debate about intellectual property, and we solved a lot of those by working hand in hand with the legislature there.
Well, let's turn to COVID. With the increasing number of COVID-19 cases and growing deaths, we're now at more than 70% of our ICU capacity. How do you think the state has done handling this pandemic?
Well, I think they've actually done a pretty good job. If you look across the country, I think we've done a decent job. I don't have a problem with mandating masks. I think that people are willing to do that so that the economy can be opened up. I think we, our restaurants are certainly hurting, and I think we have to come up with some creative ways to allow them to more fully open. But, safety is always a concern that we should take into consideration. And I think the things I like is being able to push those decisions further down. Different counties have different needs. There's some smaller areas of Summit County that aren't affected the same way that Park City proper is. And so I've always said that decisions made closest to those affected are the best ones. In fact, when I was listening to your show before, you had the school board members on, and I thought that was really neat how they put together a citizen committee to look at, to look at education in the future and what we're going to do. And I think that the more power we have at the local levels, the better off, our schools are.
Yeah, I want to get to education in just a second, though, but I want to follow up because I thought I just heard you say that you do support a mask mandate. I had read that you do not. So which is it?
No, that's not the case. Here's the thing, though. If you had a broad mask mandate from the governor that applied everywhere the same, I think I would be against that. As we move down closer, though, there may be, the way we set it up now, where there's a certain percentage of beds that have to be occupied, there's some actually objective numbers that we look at, and then being able to do that, in smaller areas. So let's say if you have a massive problem in Summit County, I don't have any problem with saying, hey, wear a mask, right? That's you know, when you talk about passing a mandate across the state, that may affect some smaller counties where they don't really have the same problem as our more densely populated ones.
All right. Let's get to education real quick because we're running out of time. You have said that you want to get government out of the way and put parents and teachers back in charge of educating our kids. Is that saying that you would support doing away with statewide testing, something teachers have said take a lot of time out of their teaching day?
I think those decisions, you know, made more locally are better. I certainly believe in standards in education, but I think those standards need to be set down lower. You know, at the university level, for instance, our accreditation actually is done at a university level. We set our goals. We say this is who we are. This is what we're going to achieve, and then we set up measures for those goals. And I think that by pushing decisions closer to parents and teachers, we're actually a lot better off.
20 years ago, Park City School District, facing double-digit growth, had instituted school impact fees. The legislature then came and shut that down and, in fact, made the district return all of the fees that had been collected. So it sounds to me that that's something you actually would support.
I believe I would, because I just think that decisions made more locally, more in tune with what the problems are in the local district. That doesn't mean we don't have to have some kind of statewide measure for success, but those measures for success can be different in different school districts. You know, you take where I live right now in Weber County, you know, some of the inner city schools in Ogden have very different problems than the county schools do. And you know, their measures for success may be able to be different because they have different issues they're dealing with. They have many kids that aren't learning to read, you know, and so one size doesn't fit all in education, I don't believe.
Real quick here, the last question, I mean, besides your political party and gender, I mean, how do you differentiate yourself from your Democratic opponent, Katie Owens?
Well, I think that in these times of COVID, I have a PhD in economics. I've studied the subject. I actually descend from, you know, the Austrian Economics School. I understand how taxes work, how incentives work for businesses. I think that's a good thing. I've actually been in the educational environment. I've been a professor for many years, but I was also a business owner. In fact, we built probably one of the biggest, when we sold our company in Mississippi, it was one of the biggest private sales of a company in Mississippi history. So it's kind of interesting. I have the business. I understand what it takes to make a payroll. I understand the intricacies of our tax policy. I understand how incentives work for businesses. I understand, like I said, how to make a payroll. And so I think those things differentiate myself.
Okay. Again, John Johnson is the Republican candidate running for State Senate District 19. He is running against Democrat Katie Owens. We'll be talking to her on Monday morning. John, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie.